Welcome back to the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Now back to Tim, Jim, and Doug, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
Again to the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Just a reminder that the 7 o'clock hour was brought to you by Design Air Heating and Cooling, which has over 75 HVAC technicians. So they always provide fast and friendly service. DesignAirService.com. They're the number one train dealer in the Midwest. As the Cat and Doug always say, it's hard to stop a train. Got Rick Hummel coming up at 8:30 to get his take on the Cardinals, who are now four and a half games back from the Chicago Cubs after a loss to the Padres last night. Play the Padres again this evening at Busch Stadium.
Yeah, that's rough. That was a rough one.
A team you better think about beating. You need two out of three.
It would have been best to sweep these Padres, but they're going to have to try to settle for a series win. Doug, back to you.
Yeah.
Who would have thought that the wild card might be their easiest? Right now, they're wild card. They're five out in that, four and a half back of the Cubs.
The Brewers are not going away exactly.
No, they went away for a while, but now they've come back. And boy, this Redbird Club. Hmm. If we can just get hot, we can win this baby.
It is true, though.
We are not hot.
If you're in the Central and you win four in a row, you're back in it.
Yeah.
You know, four in a row, you're back in.
Kingpins. Sure. Yeah. Walking in tall cotton.
Four in a row.
Mm-hmm.
So to say that it's over might be premature, but let's be honest. The clock is ticking, Doug. And when I say clock, I mean games left. Yeah. It's not a direct time correlation.
And what was it just... 2 years ago when it took like 98 wins to get in the playoffs in the Central Division? Didn't Pittsburgh have like 96 victories 1 year and didn't get in? Or they were the wild card?
Seems like you're arguing with yourself a little.
No, we had three of them. The Cardinals and the Cubs and the Pirates all had 90-some-odd wins. Upper 90s.
Now, what's the Vaughn number today, Doug?
Well, the Vaughn, let me get the calculator out.
I didn't mean to spring that on you. I know it takes some research.
Vaughn index, it would be a minus 4.5.
Mm.
Minus 4.5.
Now, isn't that the same as the...
In this case, it works out
right,
that way.
Okay.
But it's not as simple as just looking at the standings.
I just wanted to, for the listeners, I wanted to make sure they didn't think you weren't just like looking at the standings.
Absolutely
and then saying
not.
The Vaughn index
no,
is the same.
It's a very
it's much
complicated
more
formula that takes into account
right.
batting average mm-hmm. and balls in play.
Correct.
And also defensive war ratings.
Of course.
And, you know, math is funny. And this is one of those times where the math just works out, where they are indeed the same number... behind the Cubs as what the Vaughn index rating would be.
You should print up t-shirts with that slogan.
Math is funny. It's funny how it works out sometimes.
You can never predict. You can't predict ball.
That's another good one.
Stop being a ball writer. You and the ball writers.
Kat, when you're away, you're sponsored. Even when you're away. Did you know that?
Yeah.
Probably Four Seasons Penske Truck. But you're here today,
right.
Which makes me want to ask you.
But I'm going out on the road, and what they do is, because you know when you're on regional cable,
uh-huh.
you have to have a number of outfits. Like, I'll lay out three or four.
Well, you have some nice pants.
Day.
You
yeah.
don't lay out.
You have
outfits.
A nice pants.
Yeah.
You don't
and so
lay
they
them
send
out.
A truck, and then, like, we're going to Milwaukee. They'll send the truck a day ahead of time, and it could be a three-game set, so I'll put, like, 10 suits in
sure.
there. 10 different pairs of shoes. Sometimes I'll do like a little wardrobe change in between hits.
It's strong. If the Cardinals start out not playing so well, you'll switch it up.
You're a dadgum clothes horse.
So I wanted to ask you when a team is struggling like it is right now, do you feel pressure? Because, I mean, it's kind of on you. Mike won't come out and say it, Matheny, but it's kind of on you to find a way to inspire a change here.
Well, finally, you bring something to bear that isn't obvious. I'm proud of you. Because you dug deep, and it's on. There's a lot of pressure. When I do that first hit on the pregame show, I'm sort of setting the table.
Right.
Forget about the leadoff hitter. So what I try to do, and I don't know, Doug, if you can relate to this at all, but I just bring the passion as best I can. And I'll bring – I got into regional cable because I have a passion for regional cable. So I'll bring that passion for my craft from my loins.
Mm.
And I just try to deliver it as best I possibly can.
Loin passion.
Passion. And but it's for regional cable. Like, you have passion for being at a network affiliate
right.
in St. Louis.
And the Padres, they'll see this pregame show as they sit in their clubhouse.
They go, no chance.
Go, oh,
we got no chance.
Boy,
you see that guy?
Those guys on the other side are loaded for bear this evening, fellas.
And I'll sometimes, this is true, I will sometimes call the guys from the grounds crew over. and I'll give them a pep talk, because I feel if you're on the field before the players take the field,
your energy's
you're
out
setting
there.
The karma.
Yes.
The tongue lashing you gave to Bill Hall and the Brewers is not something they can forget.
Yeah. And they're still reeling from it.
They haven't won anything since, as far as I know.
But I'll call the grounds crew guys over and I'll say, hey, fellas, listen, it's a big game, but trust your stuff out there.
Yeah.
You got into being a grounds crew member because you have a passion for tending to the grounds. Bring that passion from your loins and we'll do it together.
Right.
We trust
base.
Each other. Yeah. We'll work for each other. We'll play for each other. Let's set a tone out there.
And they start clapping.
It's a good message for the kids.
Yeah.
When's the last time you brought passion from your loins, Doug?
I don't know. It probably not often enough.
When you're about to give your sports cast, say, what do you get, like a minute 20 sometimes?
No, longer than that.
Longer than that? Yeah.
Well, there's a shooting in Kirkwood, so now you're down to 15 seconds.
Uh-huh. Well,
do you think to yourself, bring the passion, bring the passion?
I probably should.
Yeah, you
I
saw.
Usually say bring the hairspray. Don't forget the makeup.
Good evening, sports fans. Doug Vaughn here with your sportscast. Our top story tonight, John Jay will be back tomorrow. Here's him getting a hit in 2012.
Yeah, see, there's not a lot of passion involved there.
No, you should bring the passion, though. You have to tell yourself, bring the passion.
That didn't sound like it came from the loins.
Like Crash Davis said in the movie, quick bat, quick bat, quick bat. It's the same kind of thing. You're visualizing, you're reminding yourself, bring the passion, bring the passion. All right.
All right.
About 300 fans showed up here at the Spreckles Theater tonight. They had plenty to say. Now, the Spreckles, you may know, is named after a sugar magnate. But there was nothing sweet about how this forum started.
That's high-class
that
journalism.
That is loyal passion.
Let's be honest, though. If you're looking for a playoff schedule breakdown, there's one guy in St. Louis that I trust. It's not just a regular season schedule. It's a playoff. Like, let's say it's Blues.
You're trying to set your DVR. You want to get a ticket or two.
One guy I trust with my playoff schedule is Charlie Marlowe. Charlie Marlowe can do that better than anybody.
Now, what do you think is the pivotal game there? I'm thinking Nashville.
No, this is Douglas.
Game will be Nashville.
I wanted the Marlowe drop.
I think Douglas is better.
We're talking playoffs.
Yeah, I know, but I had the Douglas one ready to go.
Oh, okay. Speaking of things you have ready to go, and speaking of bringing passion from the loins, our buddy... Francesa had a hot take, a passionate take from the loins on celebrities who are taking nude photos of themselves. Plowsy, is that available?
Yeah, this is recent because of the Tiger Woods, Lindsey Vonn thing that happened. Mm-hmm. I think they have 43 some odd photos. Now, this is a little overmodulated just because of how it was recorded, not by me, but by the person doing it. So I apologize, but it does...
Look
it's
at
pretty
you,
funny.
Look at you wiping your hands.
I am wiping my hands.
I did that before I published a column. Now, this was rushed, and I was trying to get to the show today, so sorry, but here it is.
Here it is.
All right,
hit
the lever, Plowsy.
Okay, he let her take a picture of him naked. So be it. All right, that's his prerogative. That's his business. But it wound up, which he wasn't happy about, it wound up now on an internet. So now if you're interested what Tiger Woods looks like naked, you can go find it. Be my guest. Right, if that's what, makes your day, go ahead, have fun. I'm going to tell you. But if you notice, see, I'm always very skeptical of this stuff.
Sure you.
From a standpoint of the young ladies, because why does it keep happening? If they wanted to protect themselves, they wouldn't take the photos. They all take the photos, and then they get hijacked. But how come they take them?
I think they take them to send them. Two people.
Why?
Why
would you
Good
be
read.
Transmitting naked photos of yourself? What is the point? If you notice, these actresses all wind up with naked photos of themselves somewhere. So it seems to be kind of a rite of passage for these actresses for this to happen. So I think I'm a little skeptical. I think when maybe someone's not in the public eye, this is how they get themselves back in the public. I'm not talking about Tiger here, because this has nothing to do with Tiger. Tiger didn't do this. Tiger just happened to be in one of the photos, that's all.
Well, that's
two of the photos.
It.
I don't know how many photos. I have no idea. There might be more than two. I'm gathering there's a couple. I don't know. I think
43.
Oh, there's 43. Okay, well, I mean, now there's 43 photos. I have no idea how many photos they took, so whatever.
So let me get this straight. Tiger's not at fault because he didn't take the pictures, but the actresses whose photos get out there, they're at fault?
Right. Something like that.
This guy, retire now.
Hey, come on. Don't tell him when to retire.
God, what a buffoon.
Wow.
Do you think
he's a legend in the industry?
He hasn't been good for a long time.
Do you think once guys get a little older, they should stop because they're not as good? That would be hurtful to two members of the current cast.
Well, three.
Well, I'm the same size I was 30 years ago. Nothing's changing there.
Don't say size.
Over 84.5. Indians over 92.5. White Sox under 69.5. That's four. I usually pick six.
Sure. We expect a half a dozen.
See, I do feel shameful when we take shots at a guy who has done more than we could ever imagine doing in the industry. Yeah.
How we do it.
Who the heck are
we? That's how it's done in this day and age.
Well, if that was our criteria, not to take shots at guys that are better than us, we would take shots at no one.
And that's true.
Don't you think there's probably people all over the world taking naked photos of each other and sending them around?
I've got four on my phone right now.
Oh, let's see them.
Now, if somebody wanted to hack me.
Show them over to Doug and he'll describe them. Come on, this will be good. Hand your phone to Doug and let him describe the photos. We've already seen you in your underwear, Iggy. What's the next step?
I'll show it to you.
Show it to him.
Okay, sure.
They're pictures of yourself.
He just said he wants to see a naked picture of me. I didn't hear there was of you.
Yeah.
Well, who are you sending them to?
Doug just caught himself right there. He's like, oh, boy, this is going to be great. No. I mean, no.
And you can't see it, folks, but he's actually, come on, send him. He's motioning for me to send him.
Who are you sending your photos to? Young women you're trying to lure into your lair?
Well, girlfriends that I know that... We do that every once in a while.
Do they request these, or do you just surprise them? Because I don't know that even if I did want...
Well, you've been doing it for a while.
I'm trying to think of someone who would want a naked photo of Iggy.
Bored Saturday night.
But do you give them a heads up that it's coming so like they can prepare their phone in case it's on the table in front of their boss or something?
We've been doing it for a while, so it's not like it's... Sometimes it'll be, I'm bored, send me something, and then I'll send
something.
One of my
favorite things on the show
is... Or if I just do it and they know it's coming, it's no big deal.
One of my favorite things is when Doug questions Iggy. I think you have some questions for Iggy, don't you, Doug?
About that, I just ask him.
I know, but you're in question asking posture right now. You have questions. Go
eyebrows
ahead.
Are arched.
When was the last time you sent one of these photos?
It's been a while.
Like
what
when?
What kind of response do you get?
I'll show you one of the girls you may not know. I don't know.
What kind of response do you get when you send your own photos, Stark Nako?
They know me. It's not like I'm surprising them.
Iggy, do you include your face in the photos?
Well, yes, the people I know.
How would you feel if those photos got leaked?
I couldn't care less.
You couldn't care less? You couldn't.
I couldn't.
Doug, any more?
Well, do you work out a lot before you take these photos?
Call him Guy. I like it when you call him Guy.
Do you get a good pump?
I pump a little bit before I send them.
Do you?
Yeah. Well, you want it to look nice.
Have you ever lured someone in just based on the photo alone? Guy?
Got any pics?
It's the best thing ever.
Oh, I forgot I put that clip in there.
You're looking at him now, aren't you?
Well, here's one.
Not you. Clearly, not you.
She sent me one from the beach.
She did. Well, she's healthy.
She is.
She's got a cigarette in her mouth. That's hot.
I just think it's a fair statement. If you traffic in nude photos... You could end up having those made public somehow if you're embarrassed. I'm not saying you, because you don't care, but some other public person, you should beware that.
I'm sure it's going on millions of people around the world sending photos of themselves to a love interest. But when you're a celebrity and someone has a way to hack into your iCloud or however they get them, then you're leading yourself to, you know.
I'm going to let you in on a little secret. On Twitter, I will find an old photo of, say, Joe Thurston, and when it's his birthday, I will tweet that out and say, happy birthday to this guy.
Do you?
Yeah. It's kind of risque.
But you never send out a nude.
No, I don't have nude photos.
Right.
I don't take nude photos.
Yeah, you shouldn't take the nude photos of the Cardinals players. That would be frowned upon.
Yeah.
But you know that. You're a pro.
Yeah.
Well, I'm with Frances on the point that I don't blame the actors and actresses and athletes, but you know that hacking goes on. If you've paid attention over the last 5 years of all the celebrities that have gotten hacked, you know it happens, so why do it? I mean...
Well, why do it if you're going to be worried about them?
I mean, I'm sure
out.
Lindsey Vonn had seen Tiger before naked since they were dating, so why to send him a naked picture?
Maybe that goes back before they were dating or something, or when he was trying to court her. Hey, look at me. Here I am in all my glory.
Back in when you were a young scrapping guy, you ever do that?
No.
Fella?
No, with a Polaroid.
He sent Polaroids, postcard Polaroids.
Hit the button and then run and get in front of the picture.
How about that? Take some Polaroids, mail them.
Or if you're really bold, just tape them to the back of a postcard so everybody can see.
Well, we probably should.
I got to tell you about Elysium Restoration.
Oh, if you could.
Yep. They specialize in basements, kitchen, bathroom, home additions.
Doing Tim's basement.
They did it. I believe it's done. And it looks great, according to all reports. Elysium does quality work and has a track record of completing jobs on time and on budget. They work effectively with any budget. So if you're rich like Tim, they'll work with you. Or if you have a more modest income like myself, they'll work with you too. From basic remodels to your dream project. Plus, they do all of this while podcasting like the Dickens. Jason started this idea with a pickup truck. Over the past 20 years, he's seen every type of job. And in that time, Elysium has consistently provided excellent work at a fair price. Jason and Ryan take care of their customers by being professionally involved in all of Elysium's projects. And you can call them anytime. Get more info, www.erdstl.com. Elysium Restoration Trust is one of the things they build well.
Elysium, good people over there.
Yeah. Well, they do good work. Now, most people have to have a house before they use them. And if they want to afford a house, they go, wait a minute, I haven't got the cash. I can't pay you upfront cash. So you get a mortgage.
How do I do that?
You get a mortgage. You call Ryan Kelly, and you get a mortgage for your house. Some people have had a mortgage for a long time, and they're still paying high rates. They might be paying 5, 6, 7, 9, 10. Questions.
Yeah, mine's in the good range, 9.
9?
Nine,
that would have been good like in the mid-80s. It's not good anymore when rates are so very low. So if you have an older mortgage, even if you refinanced 4 or 5 years ago, there's a good chance that you can still save a ton of money by refinancing your mortgage with Ryan Kelly, the home loan expert. A lot of people still have not refinanced, and Ryan wanted to let people know that one of the biggest reasons some people won't go through the refinance process is they think their home's not going to appraise high enough. Pshaw to that. Home values are skyrocketing. So maybe if you've tried in the past and your house didn't appraise high enough, it will now. Plus, Ryan Kelly closes loans all the time without an appraisal. So give him a holler. Ryan Kelly and the Home Loan Expert team work hard, and the reason for that is so you don't have to. If you're looking to refinance or purchase a home, why would you go anywhere else? Call Ryan at 314-799-7. Call Ryan at 314-781-9700 or visit thehomeloanexpert.com. Ryan was out in Colorado last week doing another one of his mountain climbs for charity. He is all over the place raising money for this charity.
He really is.
Charity.
He really is. He does a lot of
that.
He's
got unlimited energy, and he puts it to great use.
You spent some time in Colorado lately.
Yes, I have.
You and Ryan out there together, huh?
No, we overlap. I missed him by about a week.
I talked to Ryan yesterday because I have one spot available at Gobble Bowl, and I know he bowled last year with the Ryan Kelly team. I just want to see if he wanted to bowl this year. And he said, Iggy, I apologize. We can't bowl this year, but I want to donate some Blues tickets. So that's the kind of guy he is.
He really is a good guy.
Mm-hmm. Sure is. He gives about as much back to charity right now as anybody I know.
Ryan is a fantastic individual.
I don't know them all.
But you don't know very many fantastic individuals, Doug.
For a guy I know
personally. You run in grimier circles.
Right. I do not run in moneyed circles.
Right.
I tell you this, when we do the Missouri Make-A-Wish Cardinals Wives for Wishes event, he lays out big cash. Big cash. That's putting your money where your mouth is, mm-hmm. sir.
Yep, he does that.
I think he wrote a big check for... was it last year? Isaac Bruce had his foundation, and they did that reunion game.
Mm-hmm.
He wrote a big check to Isaac Bruce.
Hell, he hooked me up with a crib in Baldwin when I was in need. When Doug got me kicked out of my apartment.
Yeah. I guess that would
so
be
that's
charity.
That's pretty telling. Doug gets you kicked out of your home. Yeah, Ryan Kelly helps you find a new one.
I don't mean for Doug to feel bad. That was really a funny story.
You did you feel bad about it, Doug?
Yeah, I did.
Did you lose sleep over that?
I did.
Why didn't you invite Plowsy to stay in your basement?
Well, he didn't want to.
Yeah, I don't think I would have taken that off.
Did you even ask him?
No, there's no dungeon spots available.
That was back when someone was calling Channel 4 the eviction station.
Mm-hmm. I think they're still calling it that. Mm-hmm. You gonna get anybody else evicted for sweeps week, Doug?
Might. It's worth a ratings point.
You get some get some Cardinals underperforming Cardinals relievers vacated if you held some people accountable for once in your life.
All he did was offer his restroom for those revelers at Mardi Gras. It's all that he did.
Yes, but what kind of station, instead of going out to Soulard and getting somebody close, gets a guy from an airport in Florida?
Well, because that's where they wanted the story that day, and that's
and then they used that picture where I purposely look like a twink crackhead. They used that picture to still pray. Oh, it was terrible.
Maybe that's what got you thrown out, is the people that own the apartments figured, oh, this is a twink crackhead. That could well have been the case.
Is that what ran on the little identifier beneath this picture?
Yeah.
That's a good comment. Crackhead. That's one a well-intentioned little news story trying to tap into the passion for Mardi Gras goes terribly wrong.
And the
terribly,
passion,
terribly
the
wrong.
Passion came straight from the loins.
Oh, yeah. That's kind of become a theme on today's show, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Passion from the loins, which leads us to our next Fun with Audio. Plowsy, this is after the bit. Did you guys follow the big trade last night in the NBA?
Nope. No.
Oh, you guys weren't tracking the Kyrie trade?
Kyrie got traded to Boston.
Right? Yeah, for Isaiah Thomas and some other guys.
That is a huge trade.
Big deal.
Huge.
You haven't tweeted your thoughts on it yet?
I have not tweeted my thoughts.
Did you guys break it down on the show, Doug?
I was off yesterday.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm sure you'll get to it tonight.
Tweeted anyway because I'm still blind.
Maybe today before the game you could talk to Cardinals about their reactions to the big trade.
It's
an NBA town.
Before we get to that,
care that much.
If I may, there was controversy, and I got to the bottom of it yesterday. Let's be honest. Were you in the clubhouse yesterday?
Yes.
You saw me doing journalism. I called it hashtag snowconegate.
Oh, yeah.
So Tommy Pham bought 200 snow cones. How do we know this? They said it on the ESPN broadcast. He was kind enough to buy them for the kids. Then you find out Tommy Pham tweeted he didn't exactly buy them all. Carlos bought half. Then you go to Tommy Pham to get the real truth, and he tells you the biggest controversy was the fact that all these snow cones were bought for the kids, and who gobbles them down?
The adults.
Cardinal players.
Oh, no.
And he named names.
Oh, who was the chief offender?
He said Luke Voigt.
He's a big fella.
Who got sent.
That's why?
Paul DeJong.
Rookie, huh? The rookies.
And one other. I can't remember who it was. Then I find out. Because I follow up. I'm going to hold these guys accountable.
Sure.
I asked.
You're pulling the string now. You're just following it around
Paul
the clubhouse.
DeJong. I said, these accusations have been leveled against you, good sir. And he said, the lady brought around the snow cones and offered me one. I didn't know they were for the kids. And it was really, really hot.
Well,
okay, fair enough.
And she might have thought he was a little leaguer. He's a young fella. He's got a young boyish face.
Boy, you're taking your shots.
His power is incredible, but he's a young guy.
You're saying he looks like a little leaguer.
He looks young, is what I'm saying.
Were there some young kids left in tears because they didn't get their snow cones?
As Luke Voigt is just gobbling down five or six.
Major leaguers butted in line in front of them.
Now, Kat, you didn't see the broadcast last night because obviously you're working.
Right.
Did anybody see the broadcast when, I forgot who came up to bat for San Diego, but Danny Mac said, and he's well thought of in certain circles. I wonder what he was talking about.
Who was it? Who was it? I'll try to figure it out.
I don't know. It was, I only know two players on San Diego, Solarte and Will Myers. I've never heard of the other guys on that team.
Well, you know, Danny, why don't you text him?
Yeah, maybe I will. Mm. Well, I had the game on DVR, so by the time I got to it, if I had texted him, it was already 20 minutes later. He wouldn't know what the hell I was asking him.
No, probably not.
But he said, and it almost sounded like, you know, he's a good-looking dude. Maybe he's well thought of in circles of women. I didn't know what he was talking about.
Well, I didn't either.
I like that tease, though.
Then he started talking about his work ethic and things like that, and he's a hard worker. But started with, he's well thought of in certain circles, Jimmy. I didn't know what that meant.
No, I didn't either.
That might have been an inside joke between the two of them. But this audio that we're getting to.
Well, we're going to get to it, but first we're going to get to Rick Hummel, Hall of Famer. Reported for the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, brought to you by 314 Sports. 314 Training Academy features a 15,000 square foot indoor facility in Brentwood with a state-of-the-art hit tracks baseball simulator. You can find out more at 314sports.com. Kamish, good morning. How are you?
I'm fine, boys. How are you?
We're doing well. We're trying to break down this Cardinals defeat here, and I think we keep coming back to the pitching. How do the Cardinals kind of try to figure this out here as they look to stop giving up 5 and 6 runs a game or more?
Well, they've got to have a good and lengthy start from Luke Weaver tonight, and he was really good the last time he started. over the course of the 10 or so starts he's had up here, and most of them have not been good, but his record in AAA suggests that he's got the stuff to do this, and they need him. He's not going to just get one start. He's going to get several starts, maybe the rest of the season.
Now, a lot of people are wondering what's going to be the next step for Trevor Rosenthal. We're expecting more information on that today. You're a Hall of Famer. You have connections better than anyone, certainly better than anyone in this studio. Do you get the sense that Trevor will pitch for the Cardinals again, or is that just a pipe dream?
I'm guessing he's probably out for the year, and I don't know if that means surgery or not, but I think even if there was a lengthy rest involved, he wouldn't be able to pitch very much. So I'm not counting on him to pitch for them the rest of the season. I don't know if he's not right. There's no reason to keep running him out there, you know, to get him healed up. And if it takes surgery, it takes surgery. Now, if that means that you've lost him, then if you don't, like, they have a big contract they would have to offer him to next year if he's going to be on the club, even if he's not pitching. That's a tough decision to make. But I think I'm not counting on him the rest of the season.
Yeah, people don't realize we might have seen Trevor Rosenthal's last pitch in a Cardinal uniform. I hope that's not the case. So if that is the case and Trevor's going to be shut down for whatever reason for the rest of the year, Cardinals' bullpen has already kind of taken on some water. Certainly the back end of the games are going to be in jeopardy. How do you think they navigate through that? Who's the best guy? You look at it in terms of effectiveness, Tyler Lyons.
Yeah, but then it doesn't seem as if he's able to pitch 2 or 3 days in a row very often. He hasn't. Lyons and O was the combination they were going to use last night, which they never got to, because neither Bowman nor Duke could get out of the seventh inning unscathed. There'll be some reinforcement at least from Memphis, that I'm sure Lucas will not be around this evening. He pitched 2 innings, 2 of the last 3 games, so they got to have a fresh arm out there for him. Kind of the intrigue is what happens this weekend when Leek's next turn comes around. I mean, Jack Flaherty would be on his day to pitch too, and I don't see any harm in bringing him up to pitch that game.
I think Mike said it when asked about Leek yesterday. He said he's one of the options being considered, which to me is as close as Matheny's going to get to look. We're looking at starting Flaherty or someone else. I think all eyes would point to Flaherty there. If they do go with him, do you think that that's an opportunity for him to stay around and stay in the rotation the rest of the season, or do you think Leek is going to make some sort of a comeback here?
I wouldn't write Leek off for the rest of the year, but I wouldn't mind putting him in the bullpen for a little bit. Maybe he can get squared away a little bit out there. That does cover your long reliever if you need a long reliever. But if Flaherty pitches well enough, sure he's going to start the rest of the season. So is Weaver. There's no reason to rush Wainwright back into this if they've fallen by the wayside. And that's not happened just yet. You know, there's enough. As long as you have enough games left with the Cubs and Milwaukee, you're mathematically in this. But even if they angled for a wild card, you know, suddenly who's only a half game behind them is the Miami Marlins, who next to the Dodgers are playing the best ball in the league right now. And they have almost no pitching, but they sure score.
Yeah. I think the Cardinals thought they were going to get more out of Mike Myers, too, who's just been dominant at AAA, comes up to the majors and gets hammered. Well, you think that's just the difference in the leagues, or is it a guy who's a little nervous or just not prepared mentally for the major leagues?
All of the above. I think there's a difference in the leagues. His stuff is great, but his mental state when he gets to the big leagues and gets knocked around a little bit, he just looks like he's a deer in the headlights. I think if he'd done better when he was up last week, he'd be coming up today again. You know, because if there's talent there, but you can't make that move just yet.
I think Gant would
be the most likely guy.
The knock on him is he's when he's up at the major league level, unlike when he's at Memphis or one of the other stops along the way in the minors, everything's in the middle of the plate. His command is off. You think it's got to be, you know, some kind of mental issue.
Well, it didn't have a good introduction to the majors, and just wonder, when you see that happen, as you're watching it, you just wonder, how does that affect a guy? If he's going to get over that, you got to think he does it soon, because the more times bad experiences happen, then it becomes a whole thing.
He had one good outing. He relieved, I think it was in Pittsburgh, after he came back the second time last year and got a win in relief and looked very good. Then he had another outing that wasn't any good, and then this year he pitched, I guess, a couple times okay, and then the other day was terrible as they tried to get through that game in Pittsburgh. Then Martinez had the big lead, and they took him out. And no lead, unfortunately, is too big for the bullpen to handle right now. Like for this evening, for instance, I'm sure you won't see Duke. You probably may not see Bowman. So this is up to Cecil and Brebbia and Lyons and Owen, mostly up to Weaver.
When you look at the bullpen, I think obviously Flaherty comes for the rotation, and maybe Leak shifts back. Do you think all bullpen options will be internal, or do you think there's a way or any sort of desire to add some sort of outside help at this point?
Well, you could pick up a setup type guy. You're not going to get any closers just yet, I don't think. And they're not close enough to risk making a big move, you know, if you can even get a top flight. If you had, most bad teams don't have top flight relievers, and the teams that have them are going to keep them at least for the end of the season.
You look at the usage of Bowman, and I think, you know, fans look at that and they go, okay, they broke him. Do you think Bowman is broken?
No. Bent, maybe. 62 games on pace for, well, probably 75 or 80. He said he wasn't tired when we talked to him last night, and that's, he did have 3 days off before that outing. I mean, the fact is, though, that of the last seven guys he's faced, he's walked three, hit one, and allowed two hits. He only retired one of them.
Well, that's not that bad. I mean,
what's it, like 12% or something?
Yeah. And Zach Duke got hammered, too. There's just nowhere to go at this point for Matheny, really, with a lot of confidence anyway.
No, and they didn't get a real good start out of Lynn last night either. It was, you know, four runs in six innings. He hit the pitcher to the pitch in the third inning. Hit another guy, too, in that inning. Both those guys scored on Solarte, who was a Ruthian figure last night, knocking in six runs. So they could have used another inning or two out of him last night, too.
I guess on the positive side, Piscotty is looking a little bit better. I mean, he played in the first game back. He looks sharp. He looked good again last night. The ball off his bat, to me, just sounds better. It sounds like it's snapping like it wasn't before his trip to Memphis. What have you seen in him since his return?
Well, you're right. He looks a lot better, and he will get the majority of the time in right field the rest of the way. This might cost his good friend Randall Grichuk a chance to play more, but I think they've seen enough of Grichuk to determine what he is or what he isn't as they go to the end of this season and try to plan for next year, because Pham still deserves to play a lot, and Fowler has actually been one of their best players. When they had that big streak, Fowler was right in the middle of it, so he's going to keep playing.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. Okay, Commish, thanks for your time, and we appreciate it, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Okay, guys, thank you.
Thanks, Rick.
That is Rick Hummel joining us. Thanks to 314 Sports. Got to tell you, 314 Sports is the place to go for all your baseball and softball needs. They got the state-of-the-art training center, the baseball tournament company, and the home of the St. Louis Redbirds Baseball Club. They're the one-stop shop for summer camps, and just $99 for their four-day camps, it's the best deal in town. Plus, you can add on afternoons and Fridays. Boys and girls ages 5 to 14 get to access the entire training facility. Camps are run by a team of certified instructors. They start June 5th. They fill up fast, so you got to register quick. Groups of five will be offered great discounts, or mention that you heard from old Sure Hands Vaughn for a special discount.
Sure.
See, Doug spends a lot of time at the cages. Some would call it lurking. Others would call it
I'm not
practicing
lurking.
His craft, but he's there. So if it's good hands on, and good for you, there's a discount available. 314 Training Academy off Strassner Drive in Brentwood. It's the great weekly activity for teams of all ages. Call 314-963-1110 or visit 314sports.com.
Doug is actually a trailblazer in the teaching of baseball community.
Right.
You were the one, like a second baseman, the main thing defensively is a good wide base.
Sure, at all positions. In all sports, at all times.
How did you get the nickname? Old Sure Hands.
I don't. Really,
where did that come about?
I don't think I've ever had that nickname before.
Well, it says right there on the copy that your name's Old Sure Hands Vaughn.
I'm not sure.
The listeners might have an idea.
Well, my hands are sure. That's for sure.
Right.
Back when he played at Missouri, they called you the Whammer.
Merrimack. The Whammer. No, not the Whammer.
Yeah,
no.
That's what
Doug,
I heard.
The Whammer Vaughn.
Didn't really hear that one.
How did they get that nickname?
Jim
Big
just
stick.
Made that up.
Big stick.
Good ball striker.
Yeah. There's the velo on this guy.
Oh,
back then they didn't.
He
time
was exit
those
velocity
things.
Before exit but velocity.
Legend has it 114 to 117
average.
Yeah.
That means he was hitting balls harder than that even.
Yeah, nice
that's what average
plane.
Does.
I always call them Velo Vaughn. That's what I call them.
Velo.
Yeah, Velo Vaughn.
Old double V.
Yeah.
Well,
good exit velocity.
Those were the days, my friend. We thought they'd never end. We'd sing and dance forever and a day.
Okay.
Now, if Tim were here, he'd go, ba-da-ba-dee-da-ba.
Well, Tim's not here, Cap. He's not here, okay?
He took the day off.
Miss that guy. He usually sits right over here.
Yeah, though. I know. Well, now you're making Ben feel bad.
No, I love Ben. He knows that.
But well, you warmed up. You warmed up since the show started. You were a little crossways this morning.
You and I are friends.
I consider us friends.
Yeah.
Like 95% of the time.
Last night was a big night at the ballpark because all seven of the girls who showed their feet were at the game with their significant others.
Oh, you know, I didn't see them at the on the Kiss Cam. Yeah. I thought they might do a special intro, like maybe a shot of all of them standing on Jay's face and then a video of where they were sitting at the ballpark, Brady Bunch style.
I don't know where you sit for Bush Bash, but that's what they were there for. They all got a Tom Lawless
ball. Oh, they were there with Tom Lawless. Did any of them try to stand on Tom Lawless's face?
Didn't ask any questions. I just know that was the game they won.
Hmm. I missed it because I was away. So you had how many women put their feet on Jay's face?
Well, seven women.
Seven
14
participated,
feet, I think.
But only five came back up for the face jump.
And then the way Tim described it, there was a big crowd around Jay was on the floor. Yep. The feet were on his face, which was like almost like kind of you zoom in, and then you zoom in one more, and there's Jay's little flickering tongue between the toes.
Oh, you didn't have to tell me that.
Well, that's because I walked up and I put whipped cream on their feet, and then Jay started trying to lick the whipped cream off.
And a little butterfly tongue flicker.
Was it fun? Lousy, was it fun?
Everyone taking pictures.
Does anyone check the feet for fungus before they stomp on his jowls?
No. No, he did not. Well, maybe he did because he examined all of them.
Because toenail fungus, I've heard, is a bear to get rid of.
Well, I don't think any of them had that. Yeah, he looked pretty closely. He has a mild appreciation for feet.
A fondness.
Yeah. And you were there, Doug? You saw this?
I saw it.
Did you get a close-up view?
No, I kind of turned away when they were stomping on his head.
Because I remember there was one case where they were kicking Jay in his jowls with his feet, and he seemed to be happy.
He enjoyed
about
that one.
Yeah.
You know?
It's an odd thing.
Yeah, it's an odd thing.
I'll find the picture for you, Kat. I'll show it to you.
Now, Kamish joined us, and he brought his takes from the loins, passionate takes from the loins. And speaking of that, I wanted to get into this because I'm going to have to take off a 9. I don't want to miss this because there was a radio caller in Cleveland who brought passionate takes from the loins. It happened to be while the radio, I guess, was streaming live on SportsCenter. So the way this worked out, Plazzi, I think they went, like, they were interviewing
it
a radio
the
host
weirdest thing
about the
on
Kyrie,
the planet.
About the Kyrie trade. And then they said, well, let's get a feel from the fans in Cleveland how the reaction's going, which is the dumbest thing to do
live,
on SportsCenter ever.
It's, yeah.
And it didn't go so well.
I don't know what your clock looks like and what your
producers
are.
Let's do it. Let's take
right
Aaron.
Now.
Let's go ahead and take a call. We'd love to hear it. It's part of SportsCenter. Hello, Cleveland.
All right, Chris, let's go on. We're on Telos 2. Steve in Lakewood, you're live on ESPN 850 WKNR. You're on SportsCenter as well. Go ahead, Steve.
Hey, fellas. I just have one piece of advice for Kyrie Irving. Yeah, you might have hit a big shot. You might have won the finals, but you'll never be as big as Aaron's dildo.
Oh!
Oh.
That was on SportsCenter.
You should have saw the graphics on this thing, too. You had the radio host on the one corner. You had the caller's name at the bottom. You had, like, who it was being in. Oh, it was the worst production ever.
Can you imagine if, TMA pitched live to SportsCenter and Mae Young's newborn hand called in?
Oh, no. You got
the tunnels, 12,000.
I don't think they would do that.
We got Big Al on the line. Big Al.
You gotta block these people.
Oh, there's a picture. Thank you.
You gotta block. What's your picture?
There's a man in heaven right there.
Oh yeah, that's not flickering in that particular shot.
Yeah, we need to be one of those live photos where you can actually see the flickering tongue.
Yeah, I don't need to see that.
Don't make that sound effect either.
You know that can happen.
You were there. That's what it sounded like, Doug.
Yeah, don't make it again, please.
When you're doing live television, I went into the belly of the beast in Boston. I went up to the bleachers by that Ted Williams seat.
I saw it.
You never know what's going to happen. Have that kill switch ready.
What happened there?
Well, you asked the lady from Boston, you said, excuse me, can you stand up? And she looked at you like, who the are you asking me to stand up?
Well, they have a Ted Williams seat commemorating the longest home run hit at Fenway by Ted
allegedly.
Williams. Allegedly.
Now StatCast back
gonna,
in those
not
days.
Gonna, yeah, I'm not going to argue with StatCast. Anyway, the night before, they sell the seat, so it's red. So Tim McCarver and Danny were saying it's somewhere over there. We can't see it because they sell it. So the next night I go out there, and I was going to make someone get up so they could see the red seat. Mm-hmm. So I asked the woman sitting in front of me, would you mind getting up so they could see the red seat? And at first she seemed reluctant, but then we won her over, and then I asked her to do the Price is Right presentation gestures, and she did some of that. And the fans were very nice, and I just happened to mention she had a cute little daughter that would be great someday if her daughter was converted to be a Cardinals fan.
And that's when the Boston came out.
Yeah, that's when we had to send it back to the studio.
They pay extra for that seat?
Nope. Just part of their ticket. They happened to get that one. She said they had a 10-game pack.
Here's a text from the fresh squeezed lemming that says Doug knows all about tongue flicking.
Nice text.
But there's some more. Should I read the rest of it?
Text.
You mean to read the rest of it?
Well, no, you don't have to.
Well, I feel like I should. I started it.
No, you want to.
No, I'm just asking.
I know you're dying to. Go ahead and read the darn text.
His behind was getting tongue.
No, you can't read that. Who was that? Where's my pen? Who was that?
That was a fresh squeezed lemming. There's more to it. Should I keep going?
Let me suspend.
I think that was plenty.
Has been suspended. He's been suspended a period of 2 days' time. His name is going into the Hot Shots leather-bound suspension logule. You're saying, wait a minute, you don't have anything to write with. I do. It's a Wright Business Product ink pen. They will brand all of your office supplies. Thank you, Wrightsy.
Now, I have a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a big online reading podcast kind of guy.
Sure.
But I always see you guys, you and Hoxie, tweet out your driving in the car with Ben's mm-hmm. thing.
Yeah.
I call it Driving Miss Hoxie because he never drives.
That's the alternative title, yeah.
I don't think he cares for it, but it's just jokes, so he should get it. So is that a popular thing, and how do you know if it's popular? Do you gauge views, or how do you even know if you're hitting your targets?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Thank you.
Well, it's popular. There's a sponsor for it.
Which is great.
Which means that we do it every week.
That's all we need to know. If you have a sponsor, that's all you need to know.
I suppose, yeah.
Mm-hmm. If you're making money, then it works.
That's right. We're a business here. We're not a charity here. We're not some glee club just out here chirping because we enjoy it.
I was thinking of partnering up with another guy who I'm kind of at the same stage of life with.
Right.
But then apparently driving in the car is like the thing. So what if it's like unicycling with Jim and Doug and we do a podcast?
That'd be popular. It would be popular.
It's too hard.
I could think of a lot of sponsors that would line up
with a little video.
Maybe a bicycle element. Built for two. Maybe
Salt and Smoke would be all over that.
Well, that's
I do
even better,
believe
yeah.
in charity, and I do believe in giving back to the community. And one of the things that this station will do that's different than any other radio stations, I think, in St. Louis is we're going to donate time on our times that we don't use the station or where it's not a profitable thing for us to do or whatever. And it's going to be Sunday mornings. It's going to be called Donating Back to the Community Charity. Now, how that will happen, we haven't yet worked out, but I do believe in it.
I like announcing things before they're finalized. That's always a good idea.
Yes, and that never came to
fruition. Pretending like you gave it a lot of thought.
Never came to fruition either.
We couldn't find anyone.
We're going to call it Donating Back to the Community Charity.
Just like when he hired me and said, Neg, you're going to love our woman lineup. I said, well, who is it? We don't have it yet, but how do you know it's going to be great?
And you took the job.
And you said, sign me up.
Sounds great. Very interesting. Yeah,
we'll talk.
Sounds provocative.
Yeah, if they went all out and got a bunch of people from the 70s who did rock shows.
Why would they hire you as the executive producer?
That's kind of a shot at Iggy.
No, but yeah, I mean, for the woman station, he knows women.
I get that.
He's seen many women.
No, I get what Cass is coming from. I just thought the same thing, but you're going to pay me to do it? Why not?
And you gave it your best shot.
Well, it was a challenge for me because I get to line up guests that I hadn't before. I got female guests, celebrities, entertainers. I'm going to talk about pap smears.
Don't say that.
It was great because
say that.
Iggy had his own office, and I remember because they would annoy him a lot of times. And so I'd be walking out for a cigarette, and I'd walk by Iggy's office, and you have three of the, quote, cackling hens knock, Iggy, Iggy, Iggy. And you can look in there, and Iggy just kind of hanging out.
Wait, so he would close his office door. You were a closed door guy?
Open door policy, not up Iggy's alley.
No, from 9 to 11, once that show was over, the door was shut. I couldn't. Take those.
Well, if you're gonna lead with a firm hand, you need to talk to the folks.
Well, before I moved in the new studios, you know, the 1380 closet, my cubicle was right around the corner in the back.
Oh, yeah.
And they came out one day, the one that I didn't like. Iggy, the guest isn't calling. I said, well, it's 8:50 and the guest is scheduled at 9:05. That's 15 minutes from now. Well, I mean, you listen to the show. We've been talking about it. She comes back. What are you listening to? Morning After.
Oh, you didn't say that.
I would stream the Morning After while their show's on the air.
How'd that go over with the cackling hens?
I didn't care. I was listening to an entertaining show. Why am I going to listen to your show?
Mm.
Talk about who you banged in the 70s and nobody cares.
Well, you talk about who you banged in the 70s,
yes,
and a lot of people care.
This isn't a women's station. This isn't a woman's station. How are you attracting a woman by having some woman talk about some rock star she banged in the 70s? Women don't care.
Rich in Marilyn Heights called the woman's station more than I think he's ever called any station that Tim and the Morning After have been a part of.
We lost touch
just
with him,
to rip how bad it is.
He did not enjoy when we questioned him about what cars he was selling and how many. He did not like
he's
that.
He's down there
all.
In Phoenix, and he still used to call about once a week. Great calls. Call in, Rich. We miss you.
We miss you, Richie. We have a text from Billy B. How's that, Doug?
Well, that's probably not any better.
He says, whoa, 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 why are you guys burying the lead? Doug took the day off yesterday from Lady Journalism. Someone needs to hold him accountable. I'm sick of it. That's a good point.
I get an occasional day off from Doug's big channel.
It's not really a
does
an
fine
event,
without,
right?
Does You're, fine without me.
It's just a standard day off. Mm-hmm. It wasn't like you took
you probably get a lot of them a week. You probably get a lot of those days off.
Right.
You don't work much.
Well, yeah, 7 days somewhere. But yeah, yesterday I didn't have to work both jobs.
When you were at
that
home,
that
just
seems like a day off.
Enjoying your day off. Did you feel guilty about Kat working hard at the ballpark?
I didn't feel that guilty. No.
Are you working today? What time you got to go?
Oh gosh, yeah.
Did you get a nap yesterday?
Oh no, I didn't.
Yeah, he was trying to sell that furniture on eBay.
Yeah, spent some time doing that.
I hear tell that it's light wood, very rare.
It is. Yeah.
I'm like, playing the Rock at 12:30. Can you play?
Bird's Eye Maple to you.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm playing Normandy at 12:30. Can you play?
No, gosh, no. I'm busy.
Are you going to be in the clubhouse today?
I don't think so today. No.
Well, how are they going to be held accountable after that loss last night?
I think we're doing on the Bomarito 500 coming up Saturday.
Can they stream? They stream the show. The players do. So why don't you tell them what you would tell them if you were down there today, and they can listen and apply
it
before the game.
Just be a simple message. Pull yourself up by the bootstraps.
Well, that's not delivered very passionately.
Pull yourself up by the bootstraps.
Loin passion right there.
I am tired of this losing. Three in a row. That won't cut it. I will go around the room with a finger in the chest of everyone who's standing there, and I will start poking. I said, three in a row. We're in a pennant race here, whether you know it or not. Now pull yourself up by the bootstraps and bow your neck and get out there and win one. You're not playing for yourself. You're playing for the best fans in baseball. Maybe that point hasn't been made to you. Well, here it is today again. This is Cardinal baseball. This is not the Little League. I know you went to the Little League World Series. You're not there anymore. You pull yourself up by the bootstraps and bow your neck.
Yeah, but the Padres are pretty good.
The Padres are what, fourth place?
And then you're going to go interview Bobby Rahal?
Well, I don't, maybe.
When you
and my real question will be, who's big for big, you?
What
you
tires?
Think you can whip this club tonight?
Yeah, do you like gas pedal?
Who you like today?
You like the McCarrans or the Firestones?
When your electronic journalist Shutterbugs head back to the station, does anyone ever tell you that Jim Hayes held the mic for us? Do they ever tell you that?
I don't usually get that word. No, I hold mics every time I'm there. I don't know that I hold the Fox Sports. Well, thank you for holding the mic.
Well, yeah. You usually don't have to hold Fox Sports mic because I'm there.
Right? Mm. I have been in the past. There have been a few times.
I'm sure you have.
You could get the Jim Holder mic. You wouldn't even have to go. You could probably pull it out the window at Channel 4 and it would reach
in
there.
Yeah, he had a very long microphone. Nice extension, Jimmy.
One of the more awkward scenes I ever saw was when Matheny was talking this way with his head turned to the right and someone got their very long black microphone up close to get the sound.
Yeah,
and then the question that was asked on the left, and he turned back quickly to the left before said radio person could get the mic out of his face.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a brushing of the cheek and mic, no. And he was not very happy.
Microphone technology has a long way to go. We're still using the same mics we used 50 years ago. And if you don't get it up there close, the audio is not very good.
Yeah, so you got to get it right in their face to the point where they can't move without it brushing their face.
Well, maybe
that
leads
to some awkward encounters at times.
But if you're not within like
earshot,
if you're not within a foot or less, the audio is really not very good.
Yeah, well, thanks for the scorching take, Doug. I think it will really, rally the boys. So I know you had to dig deep in the loins for it.
Yeah.
And we wouldn't even be in a position to give scorching takes, Cat, without Gateway Buick GMC.
That's where you get your whip. That's where Tim got his whip.
It is. And they're having a back-to-school sales event. All 2017 vehicles must go. Deals that will not last long. We're talking about leasing a brand-new 2017 GMC Terrain for as low as $89 a month.
What?
Yes, $89 a month. Lease a brand-new GMC Terrain. See Gateway Buick GMC in person. See if you qualify for the deal. Shop like a pro. Visit online at St. Louis Buick GMC.com or call them directly at 888-865-9419. Gateway Buick GMC. Gateway, it's the right way, Kat. It's the right way.
Well, I think you did a fine job running point today.
Thanks. I think
sometimes
I'll take the next hour off.
No, but thank you for coming in.
I appreciate it. You guys have a good time because I'm
going
to step
now?
Out.
What's
I got a
scoop?
Commitment. I'm pressed for time, Doug. I got to get going.
What's the word on the street?
Yeah, I can't tell you. You have to read about it in the pages of the Post-Dispatch.
That's where you work.
That's where I work.
Outside of here.
But you guys are going to have fun, though. You're going to do Email of the Day, presented by Hotshot Sports Bar and Grill.
All right.
And you're going to probably make Plowsy laugh, and his laugh is, of course, sponsored by The Post. And you're also going to talk with Lisa Ann at 9:15. She's apparently a big fantasy sports
Seymour
guru.
Seymour apparently is going to come into the studio.
You said you wanted to drive that interview,
yeah.
Right, Kat?
And I'm going to see if there's any wings out there.
Well, you got to you gotta introduce her, Kat.
What's that?
You're running point, right?
Well, no, Seymour is, or Iggy, or anyone else, actually. If you want to come in off the screen,
oh, what?
You can
Lisa Ann, it turns out she's already listening. She's been listening to the show. She's been streaming.
How do you
God
know
bless.
That?
Yeah.
Well, Seamonster just put it on the prompter there.
Oh, well, if she's listening,
go ahead, Iggy.
Can you follow me on Twitter, Lisa?
Oh,
Ann?
Right. Now, what's Iggy, what's the handle, though?
Pathetic.
At
Iggy Strode.
Spell it, just to be sure.
She knows how.
Oh, okay.
IGGYSTRODE at Iggy
and
Strode.
And then when you say, hey, kiddo.
Hey, kiddo.
There you go.
Follow me, kiddo. We'll talk to you in about 5 minutes.
On that note, it's time for me to go. You guys have a good rest of the show.
Well, don't tell us what to do.
And I'll see you soon.
All right.
Thank you, Ben Fred.
Thank you.
You listen to the Ryan Kelly Morning After.